This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. We've been really busy recently with creating content for our courses. We've really been working hard at looking at what the industry standards are and things like that, and all the exciting things that are happening in the web and sticking them into our course content. Our beginner's course was really, really successful, same with intermediate. But we want to make sure that we're investing a lot of time and helping our students learn better. Now, one of the things that we've got from our feedback is that what people wanted videos. So we've started making screencasts now by just going over some sort of simple things that we do in the course and then putting it onto a screencast. The advantage of this is that people can kind of do the course, head home, and then turn on the screencast and get reminded of what they covered. Because let's face it, everybody, you know, as soon as you're in a class and someone's explaining something to you, as soon as you walk out of that door, you have your dinner and you fall asleep, 80% of the stuff you've just learned falls out of your head. So we really wanted to help people move forward and give them support outside of the training environment as well as inside. So we've been screencasting like there's no tomorrow. We started the journey by doing a bit of research for the best software. Now, one of the softwares that came up repeatedly was Camtasia. So we purchased Camtasia and now we've got version 6 and it's very, very easy to use. We were thinking of using Adobe Captivate because that allows you to sort of change things like clicks and stuff within the presentation. But we found that just by sort of doing like rapid prototyping using Camtasia, it's a much smoother experience. So we've been doing that. We made sure that when we're doing screencasting, we don't have any interruptions. So that means turning off MSN, turning off Skype, turning off Facebook, everything like that. Anything that can hog your system resources, because it's quite hard on the computer to sort of record everything all at once. So make sure if you are screencasting to turn everything off. The next tip is have a really good sort of script that you can quickly and easily understand. There's no point making these like really long lists of every single click and every single thing you're going to say. Just have some prompts. Go through the actual screencast a few times before you go for your final version, and then you'll be sort of used to the things that need more time to explain or I kind of need a more of an example, and basically just get everything ready. So get all the websites that you want to use as examples, get your editor ready, just get everything nice and simple for you to use so you don't need to go around looking for it. Because as soon as you start looking for something, instantly your voice will change and now we're ready. And sometimes it's quite hard to edit that out if you're in mid-flow. So just make sure you've got a nice, nice, easy script to look at and everything prepared. Final bit of advice is invest in a good microphone. That's something we need to get a better microphone for the screencast we're doing. But for right now, the one we've got is fine. But I do advise if you want to make some, maybe even money from screencasting by doing it professionally, then definitely you need to invest in a good microphone. Last of all, really, is if you are doing screencasting, talk in a nice, soft and steady tone. Just imagine that you've got somebody on the other end of the screen and you're explaining something to them. So explain everything you do, every click and every thought you have. Try and explain it in a nice, clear fashion. Because what they'll be doing is sort of going through the tutorial, clicking pause, doing what you're doing, and then going back to it. And it should be nice and easy for them to pick it up. Okay, so that's everything for screencasting. If you are following us, please check our website for the screencast that we're doing and give us lots of feedback. Okay, that's everything for tonight. Good night. Bye.